This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed.
Forget all the misinformation,
because this is the blunt object.
Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself.
This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Hour number two. Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Now then, right now, from the media, we're hearing all these tall tales about Stephen Paddock. There are serious news organizations that are claiming that he made a living playing video poker. That's a little bit like claiming that someone made a living smoking crack. They're either doing PR for the gambling industry or they don't want anyone considering the possibility that Paddock was using gambling to launder money. NBC News reports with a straight face, Las Vegas gunman earned millions as a gambler. A Los Angeles Times article is headlined, In the Solitary World of Video Poker, Stephen Paddock Knew How to Win. The story says that Paddock's gambling was at least a steady income over a period of years. Now, I don't know all the ins and outs about Mr. Paddock's life, but that's a lie. Here in South Carolina, we had video poker. We didn't have it when I went in the military, and when I came back, we did. Or at least that's the way I remember it. And one day, while I was out there doing my job, when I left the military, I went to the route business, I saw a video poker machine. I had a quarter in my hand. I went, okay. I threw one in there. I won 10 bucks, and that is the extent of my gambling career. I have seen people, now people do win on video poker machines without a doubt, but they lose. Nobody would have video poker machines if they always paid out. They pay out occasionally, and that's the thing. How do reporters imagine casino owners make a living? All those glorious lobbies and lights and pools and fountains, how do you think all that's paid for? How do you think Sheldon Adelson and Steve Wynn became billionaires if gambling's a winning proposition for people like Paddock? And therefore, by definition, a losing proposition for the casinos. The media think about the way about money the way Democrats do. They have absolutely no conception of where it originates. Those casino owners sure are generous. Economist Thomas Sowell is always ridiculing journalists for not understanding basic economics, and it turns out they don't understand the spreadsheet of a lemonade stand. The New York Times explained that the top video poker machines pay out 99.17%. So that's great that Paddock was only losing cents on the dollar, if true, but it's still losing. And they quickly explained that he would have more than made up his losses with all the comps, the free rooms, the meals, the 50-year-old port that cost $500 a glass. Gamblers who are beating the house are not given $500 glasses of port. No. Refer to the profit-loss spreadsheet. And yet, according to his brother, Paddock was treated like royalty by the casinos, which means he was losing, and they liked him. Apart from outright death, the only way to have an advantage over the casino is by card counting. That's not cheating, and it doesn't guarantee a win. It merely allows the gambler to make a more educated guess as each card is played. They're, you know, tilting the odds ever so slightly in his favor. But if they suspect the customer's counting cards, he's going to be escorted off the premises. And counting cards only helps with blackjack. Paddock's game of choice was video poker, and that's a computer. And it's programmed to ensure that the house wins. Not all the time, but at least often enough to make casino owners multi-billionaires. Anyone who plays video poker over an extended period of time will absolutely, 100% by basic logic, end up a net loser. So why are they so insistent that he was getting rich by playing video poker. I don't know what happened, and apparently neither do the cops, but it's kind of odd that we keep being told things that aren't true about the Las Vegas massacre, from the basic timeline to the weird insistence that Paddock made a good living at gambling. The most likely explanation is that the reporters and investigators are incompetent nitwits. But the changing facts from law enforcement and preposterous lies from the press aren't doing a lot to tamp down the alternative theories of the crime. Now, among the questions not being asked by our wildly incurious media, why would Paddock unload 200 rounds into the hallway at a security guard who was checking on someone else's room before beginning his massacre? How could it possibly take 8 days to figure out when the alleged shooter checked into the hotel? Why was he wearing gloves if he was about to commit suicide? Have any other solitary mass shooters ever had girlfriends? If Paddock wasn't making money on video poker, and he wasn't, why would he be cycling millions of dollars through a casino, turning every dollar into, at the very best, 99 cents? Maybe he enjoyed video poker. But if the allegedly serious media are going to keep telling us he was making a living doing it, they're just begging us to say that losing a percent or two on millions of dollars doesn't make sense as an investment strategy, but it does make sense as a money laundering operation. And the probable illicit business, I'm going way out here on the conspiracy thing, okay? And the probable illicit business requiring this money to be laundered that leaps out at us in Paddock's case is illegal gun sales. Now, if true, it would not only explain the multitudes of guns he had in his hotel room, which was, he had about 22 more than he needed, but also raises the possibility of either an accomplice or a different perpetrator altogether. If this were a movie script, a terrorist would go to Paddock's room on the pretense of buying a gun, kill Paddock, commit the massacre, put his gunshot residue-covered gloves on Paddock's dead hands, slip out of the room when the coast was clear. Now, according to the all-new timeline given by the LV police, pending a third revision, this is at least possible. Hallway was empty, except for a bleeding security guard down by the elevators for at least 2 minutes after the shooting stopped. Stairwell was clear for more than half an hour. It also sort of explains the gloves. And there's no evidence for any of this. But on the other hand, there's no evidence for the version the media are giving us. And at least the movie script version doesn't require us to pretend that Paddock was making millions from video poker. See, if I'm going to go with, if I'm going to go with conspiracy theories, I'm going way out there. I'm going to make Tom Cruise and American Made look like, a rank amateur. So far, we still don't know. And instead of, a lot of people are talking about a lot of different things. I can't tell you how many emails I've gotten of this proposal to ban bump stocks, which has 30-some-odd sponsors or 20-some-odd sponsors. 20-some-odd, I think it is. And that's just a little bit more than 10% of what it's going to take to beat that in the House, to actually make that law, and then to pass it on to the Senate, where they would have to have 60 votes to take it to the Senate, which they're making a law that doesn't exist. They're making a regulation that does not exist. I really honestly don't believe it's going to pass the House. And if it does, I think it will die in the Senate where they have to have 60 votes and these guys can't get together on anything. John McCain was out there campaigning on Obamacare repeal and he votes against it every time it comes up. So I'm willing to sit back and watch this. But at the same time, I'm also going to keep my eyes and my mind open. Because this is different. This feels different. It was, I don't want to say it was cut and dry with like Aurora or Isla Vista, but we knew the motive about 3 or 4 days later, it seemed like. We don't know it yet. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
a piece of Americana. This is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Born out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Is Lock and Load. Now, every time a horrific event like this massacre takes place, it's followed by a frustrating and futile debate about the merits of gun control. People on both sides of the debate trot out talking points, talk right past each other without listening. I do that. Maybe that's because I've heard what they say so many times. A lot of the frustration comes from the fact that everybody would like to do something to prevent this kind of a disaster from ever happening again. But the overwhelming desire to do something is matched by the pragmatic reality that no new law, policy, initiative, or government program could have prevented the gruesome events of Las Vegas. And as a result, the discussion moves on to other forms of gun violence with the same sense of frustration. And the ongoing frustration stems from the fact that the debate is not really about guns. It's about who you trust. Those who would like to see guns strongly regulated or banned may think they're just seeking to lessen the potential harm or violence on society. But they are also suggesting that only government officials or those authorized by the government can have a weapon. For people to be comfortable with giving government a monopoly on deadly weapons requires a great deal of trust in the government. But in 21st century America, that's pretty hard to find. In fact, it's been more than 45 years since a majority of Americans trusted the federal government to do the right thing most of the time, and the distrust is growing decade by decade. Today, only about 20% trust the federal government to do the right thing most of the time. And only 4% just about always trust the feds. Now, it's worth noting that the 45 years of growing distrust in the federal government has coincided with the growth of the regulatory state. As these distant and unaccountable bureaucrats have assumed more power, the disconnect between the government and the governed has grown. While the regulatory state is designed to limit the influence of voters in government policy, most Americans believe voters should have even a greater voice. For those who distrust the government, the notion of letting only the government have guns is stupid. From our perspective, the government already has too much power. Why would we give them more? That's why 48% of Americans believe that the right to own a gun is essential for freedom. According to the Pew Center, another 33% believe such rights are important for freedom, not essential. Only 19% say that the right to own a gun is not important. So therefore, ultimately, this debate is about trust. Those of us who defend the Second Amendment, we trust you, the everyday American, the one, the unsung hero that goes to work, that raises the family, that follows all the rules, that carries a gun day in and day out. You guys are heroes, whether you know it or not. And I trust you more than I trust the government and government officials. For the gun grabbers, the reverse is true for those who want to take everything away. The debate is uncomfortable for some of us who would like to see rules and policies implemented that prevent people with mental disabilities from getting guns, which we already have those, except rules are not preventions. There's something set up to remind us how we're supposed to act. It's uncomfortable for the vast majority who would love to stop the carnage associated with gang warfare or domestic abuse. It's uncomfortable because most Americans would like some kind of reasonable rules imposed, but they don't trust the government to be reasonable. And that's the truth. We don't. I don't. I'm sure you don't. I don't get as excited about some of the stuff that some of these people are sending me, like the thing with the Republicans, and I've seen the thing with Mark LaRue, and I've seen all these other things, because Mark LaRue is a human being who makes a rifle. He has an AR-15 company, and he, LaRue Tactical. That is not, you know, how much should I expect from him? How much perfection should I expect from him? The government, on the other hand, we've seen where governments go. We've seen what they do when they get that ultimate power. Now, I myself, when I'm around a gun handler, I'm happy. I'm happy that I'm not alone. I'm happy that there's somebody out there besides me that might be able to do something if something unfolds in front of us. I'm happy about that. But for gun grabbers, that just doesn't work. That just doesn't happen that way. It's not... it's not fathomable to them that you or I could stop a crime. That you or I could actually, you know, stop the government with groups with enough numbers. For them, that's beyond the pale. So they don't trust us. And I don't know why they don't trust us, because most of these people that are so adamant about this, they never get touched by crime. Never, ever. They don't live in a high crime area. They don't open their own doors. But the question becomes, who do you trust? Now, if the question, if the answer to that question is you don't trust anybody but you with a gun, that's another... that's another issue altogether. And that's not something we're going to get into, because it's not germane to this conversation. There are plenty of people that I know that their version of gun control, if there's a gun in the room, they want to be controlling it. But this is not about guns. This is about control and trust. And that's the other part of it, the control part of it. With us having guns, that means that at some point we have the Second Amendment veto. And the Second Amendment veto being in the hands of people, that bothers people. That bothers the elites anyway. It bothers the totalitarians and the tyrants and all of these others so much. But it's like I keep saying, it has never been about guns. Never. It starts out as trust, and then it becomes control. And once you understand that, then you'll see why they keep talking the same way about the same thing, and we keep talking over them, past them, if you will. What's the point of trying to reason with them? They have a different agenda than the one they're actually projecting. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Through the night, through the dawn.
Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design, this is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford, with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
This is Lock and Load. You know, to be normal is to be constantly scolded or lectured, or to be treated as a morally bankrupt simpleton in need of the guidance and direction provided by an urban elite ruling class, notable for their empty academic credentials, their track record of incompetence, and their idolization of people who erotically abuse the foliage. If we are to have these people that call themselves better than us, is it so wrong for us to demand that they actually turn out to be better than us? Superiors should be distinguished by their superiority. If you presume to take charge, shouldn't you demonstrate tactical, technical, and moral mastery? So, what has our ruling class mastered lately? What is the skill set that sets the smart set apart? Are they our betters because of the degrees they hang on the walls of their overpriced open floor plan townhouses? Going to college used to mean something more than you had nowhere else to go after high school. It was a training ground for the leadership class, and a college student was an invitee to an intellectual banquet where he could sample the best of Western civilization, of art and literature, of civics and philosophy. But today it's all gender studies and great inflation and, you know, whiny social justice warriors drowning out any voice that won't sing in tune. It's a steam table. Steam table trays heaped with gray, fatty meat and limp asparagus. It's the golden corral of the mind. Our aspiring leadership class leaves college with an anchor of debt and the itch of chlamydia, poisoned by a politically correct hookup culture that amazingly manages to combine the most boring and annoying aspects of both leftism and debauchery, all in one little package, one little tightness. Out go these future leaders on their little slut walks, and the rest of us look at them and think, hard pass. We have raised a generation of immoral Puritans living their lives in constant fear that somewhere, somehow, somebody's going to just have a normal sex life. What are the elite's achievements? Our betters have been running things, and yet they are the ones crying loudest about how awful things are. And that's another scam. Things are awful, but not for them. Do you think the West Side Los Angeles folks are hurting? Do you think the people that live in the gated communities are hurting? The D.C. elites, are they hurting? New York City, Manhattan elites, are they hurting? No, for them it's let the good times roll on the backs of the people below them. Things are hard out in actual America, but improving under Trump, who's the quintessential anti-better. And our ruling class is demanding action, and that action is direct more money and power to the ruling class. That is the answer for every policy question. And yeah, they failed, but if you reward with them, well, they're going to succeed this time, I swear to God. Iraq, the 2008 financial meltdown, health care, the hits keep coming, and the answer for the last failure is always the same. Trust us and double down. Accountability, that's for you guys, the little people, because you guys are suckers. The bipartisan ruling class knows what's up. It's just deeply cynical and thinks we're too stupid to spot the scam. Take Bob Corker, please. So this guy's supposed to be one of the honorable mandarins of the Senate, a deeply committed public servant standing up to the big old meanie Donald Trump. This is one of our betters. He mouths off at Trump, and Trump being Trump shoots back on Twitter, and here come the vapors. How dare Trump not just stand there and take his dressing down from this paragon of paragon-ness? Then there's the media, the enabling pantsuits, you know. Enabling Bill Clinton. They start talking about how Trump needs Corker's vote for tax reform and how it was totally stupid and dumb and stupid for Trump to insult a guy whose vote he needs. And do you detect the troubling premise within that particular line of reasoning? Did you notice how the media simply assumes that it's just fine for Bob Corker to block critical reforms that will help normal Americans because his feelings are hurted and he has the sads? It's the ruling class's country, and we just live in it, or at least until the elite can import an entirely new and docile electorate from the third world to replace us. But you can tell a lot about people by who they hate and who they idolize. They hate Donald Trump, and it's because he has no allegiance to them, and because he knows them so well from first-hand experience that he has absolutely no respect for them. He's beaten them. All their hard-earned status within the hierarchy of the elite, he doesn't care, he doesn't give a flip, and the normals love it. Finally, somebody's holding these pompous perfumed princes, holding their feet to the fire. But who do they idolize? The aspiring elite? College students? They seem to idolize Shea and Bernie Sanders. As if we needed more evidence to how stupid they are. Our allegedly grown-up elite admired Ted Kennedy, the scummiest scion of America's scummiest family. You could get a waterproof edition of Howie Carr's astonishing Kennedy Babylon, so you can save time by reading it in the shower. Camelot? More like Clap-a-lot. That was a bunch of scuzz, and, he used to make waitress sandwiches with Chris Dodd, who, of course, left the Senate to work as a lobbyist for Hollywood. No, he actually killed a woman on a drunken bender, and he skipped to Malou, to a new sordid triumph. Didn't get nothing at all. And the bipartisan establishment hailed him as a lion of the Senate, never mind the body count. And don't forget their idol, the stogie stasher-in-chief, Bill Clinton. He was such an icon with the ruling class that he offered up his wife as its presidential candidate twice. And plenty of alleged Republicans were cool with that. Solidarity, brother. But the ultimate documentation of the utter moral vacuum in which they live in is noted by Hillary donor Harvey Weinstein. Hollywood has taken it upon itself to chide us over and over for years. And they knew. They all knew. And they didn't care. Meryl Streep's Sophie's Choice was between her career and her conscience. And let's just say she didn't agonize over her pick. And others took his cash to shut up, leaving other ingenues to his sweaty clutches before getting the gigs, Trump's sisterly solidarity every time. Hillary Clinton did manage to put down her nice supersized Chardonnay glass to issue a 38-word comment cliche on her pal and benefactor's icky adventures in gardening. And in her defense, she was probably thinking, I was married to Bill. This guy's an amateur. So why should we respect these people who think they are our betters, our leaders, our rulers. Why should we submit to being constantly scolded and lectured and treated as morally bankrupt simpletons anymore? Some of us are actually quite extraordinary. Some of us have overcome great obstacles in life, great loss. Some of us have given sacrifice. Some of us have given the ultimate sacrifice. Why should we sit there and listen to the nonsense nonstop, never ceasing, never ending, verbatim, and take it to heart? Why should we do that? We shouldn't. And we aren't. Not anymore. They're going to sit around late night TV tonight, and they're going to be sitting around wondering how on earth they got Trump. They are why they got Trump. Karma. You know what they say it is. It always manages to work its way back at you. The old ways and the old days are over, babies. Welcome to the normal way of life. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers. Today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99 with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Tonight. This is Lock and Load. Almost immediately after the Las Vegas shooting came the calls for the common sense gun control. And that almost always begins with the assurance that no one wants to take away your guns. But not everyone read that memo. Pete Shields, the founder of Handgun Control Incorporated, the organization that became the Brady Campaign, in a 1976 interview, could not have been more clear about his group's goals. Our ultimate goal, total control of handguns in the United States, is going to take time. My estimate is from 7 to 10 years. The first problem is to slow down the increasing number of handguns. The second problem is to get them registered. And the final problem is to make the possession of them and ammunition, except for the military, policemen, licensed security guards, licensed sporting clubs, and licensed gun collectors, totally illegal. In 1993, an L.A. Times editorial called for the repeal of the Second Amendment. You will not feel safe. Your children will not be safe until there are almost no guns on the streets and in homes. No guns, period, except for those held by law enforcement officers and a few others, including qualified hunters and collectors. We must, as a nation, move toward a very different model, one that presumptively bars private citizens from owning a firearm unless they can demonstrate a special need and ability to do so. We think the time has come for Americans to tell the truth about guns. They are not for us. We cannot handle them. They kill people, our children included. It's time to get rid of them, period. Now let's fast forward to October, the Las Vegas shooting, where Washington Post columnist Eugene Robinson talked about the gun buyback. We talked about this yesterday. He said a real gun debate has to look at the fact 300 million guns, and we need, you know, to look at what was done in places like Australia, where they had a gun buyback, and gun control is permissible according to the Supreme Court. And so if Congress were to decide, it won't happen, were to decide that semi-automatic assault rifles, long guns, and military-style weapons are something that citizens should not have, they should be for police and military only, and we're going to buy them back, that would have an impact. And that's what the debate ought to be. Hillary talked about it. So, and true, Australia, 20 years ago, banned semi-automatic and self-loading rifles, as well as self-loading and pump-action shotguns. The government offered a one-year grace period during which it would buy back the banned firearms at preset market value prices financed by a tax on health insurance. And after that, people possessing the banned weapons would be subject to strict penalties, including imprisonment. But did they reduce crime doing that? And according to John Lott, no. He said their firearm homicide rate had been falling for a decade prior to the buyback. It continued falling at the same rate after the buyback. There was no sudden drop, just a fairly constant decline that continued even as gun ownership rose back up to previous levels. The armed robbery rate rose in the first 5 years after the buyback, and after another 10 years, the rate had fallen back to pre-buyback levels. Right now, the near-term common sense goal of the gun controllers is to ban the bump stock that enabled the shooter, they say, to turn a semi-automatic into a fully automatic weapon, which is stupid. That's stupid. That enabled him to fire that gun really fast. But he had to, for every round going out, there was a pull of the trigger. And never mind that of the modern mass shootings in America, only one killer used something that he tried to make like a machine gun, and that was Stephen Paddock. Where was the common sense when Obama's ATF approved the bump stock, pronouncing it a part and not a weapon? What about that? California has some of the most stringent gun laws in the country. And yet they have mass shootings. And that's not to say that nothing can be done to make a Las Vegas-style shooting more difficult, but most of these things will be done by private actors. Las Vegas hotel casino owner Steve Wynn, for example, said his Vegas resorts already had additional security measures in place. The common sense goal of many gun control activists is not a ban on this or that feature, but a ban on civilian ownership of guns. Period. Just ask the LA Times. I mean, just ask them. So, here's the thing. The discussion. And I keep coming back to this because I'm really tired of this. I'm really tired of this idea that you, me, some people you know, some people you're related to, people in the industry, we all have to sit down and have a discussion for how we're going to be penalized for the actions of a madman. Nobody ever does that when, I don't think they've had a discussion about trucks since Nice. And where they have had the discussion about guns in Paris, it's easier for me and cheaper for me and you to go buy a gun on the black market in Paris, which we can readily do, and get a fully automatic weapon much more inexpensively than we can actually buy one here. They are awash in them. And then when things go completely sideways, in those events that somebody has taken that time to make that purchase, well, can we say fish in a barrel? Because I don't want to be unfeeling, but for those of you who just want to live your life, you don't want to be active in anything. You don't want to be proactive in defending yourself or anything else. You just want to live and let live. There's a phrase for you, and it's not a very complimentary phrase, and that's sheep. The problem with being a sheep is that means that at some point it's going to become acceptable for the wolves to come and take members of your community away. And you may be on the opposite side when the wolf shows up and snatches two or three from your community. But what about that one day when you're close and parts of your family or you get taken by the wolves? I do not intend to be anybody's victim. I do things, I do some very extreme things to keep that from happening. Carry a gun everywhere I go. Simply to keep that from happening. And These people can't tell me who's going to defend me. They'll tell me to call the police. That's their fallback position. The cops should handle it. But aren't the cops racist? That's the other part that makes my brain hurt. They're out there telling me that the cops, who I know some of them, and I train with some of them, and I find them to be very honorable people, and they're telling me they're racists, and they can't be trusted, and they're fascist, and all this other stuff, and they're just out there looking for the next black person to kill. And quite honestly, I know that's not the case. You know that's not the case. But in the meantime, they want all the cops that are bad, racist, fascist to have all the guns. And those guys, try as they might, like my friend JT, he's a deputy sheriff in a fairly rural area, which means there's a lot of distance that he has to travel. So, like, if he and I are going to meet up for a cup of coffee, if I go somewhere and I'm waiting on him, I might wait 20, 30 minutes for him to get there. Now, he's not driving as fast as he can. He's not driving like he's on a call. But there's still that whole distance thing that he's got to cover that. And that's what we would all face when we call them. Now, much better to call them after you've dealt with things. Much better to call them after you have dealt with things. And they'll know. If you're sitting there in your house with Cheerios and a bowl all over the floor, and you've got some guy that's, you know, that's come through the thing with a meat cleaver in his hand or whatever he brought through. Maybe he just brought nothing. But this is somebody that doesn't live there, and he's, you know, you've had to deal with him after he's tried to kill you. They'll know. They will. We got hour number three headed this way. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.